Books on Tape presents The Serpent's Tale by Ariana Franklin. Read by Kate Redding. Prologue. The two men's voices carried down the tunnels with reverberations that made them indistinguishable, but even so gave the impression of a business meeting. Which it was, in a way. An assassin was receiving orders from his client, who was, the assassin thought, making it unnecessarily difficult for himself, as such clients did. It was always the same. They wanted to conceal their identities, and turned up so masked or muffled you could barely hear their instructions. They didn't want to be seen with you, which led to assignations on blasted heaths or places like this stinking cellar. They were nervous about handing over the down payment in case you stabbed them and then ran off with it. If they only realized it, a respectable assassin like himself had to be trustworthy. His career depended on it. It had taken time, but Sicarius, the Latin pseudonym he'd chosen for himself, was becoming known for excellence. Whether it was translated from the Latin as assassin or dagger, it stood for the neat removal of one's political opponent, wife, creditor, without suspicion being provable against oneself. Satisfied clients recommended him to others who were afflicted, though they pretended to make a joke of it. "You could use the fellow they call Sicarius," they'd say. "He's supposed to solve troubles like yours." And when pressed for information, "I don't know, of course, but rumour has it he's to be contacted at the Bear in Southwark, or Philola's in Rome, or La Boule in Paris, or at whatever inn in whichever area one was plying for trade that season."